Randall's rant today. It's about calories on the fast food menus.
And sometimes it's McDonald's. Lots of McDonald's.
The double quarter pounder with the fries. I like the chicken selects. Also the hamburgers. I love Big Macs and more fries. So this is a good snack for lunch.
Good snack for lunch there.
A little warm-up action, eh?
There's somebody who would probably agree with you that they don't like seeing the calorie count on because she just had about 8,000 calories
yeah.
right there.
Well, good for her. Good for her. I can't stand it.
Why? Because it makes you feel guilty.
Well, first of all, it's not fair.
What do you mean it's not
fair? It's not fair because it only applies to certain restaurant chains. You can have a restaurant or a fast food place, and you have to have all these calories up there, and the guy beside you selling soup or whatever doesn't have to. It only applies to certain restaurant chains. That's what
I mean.
That's
the major
not
fast
fair.
Food chains.
Still not fair. If you go into a fancy restaurant, what do you order something? There's more calories in those fancy meals, trust me, than in one of those Big Macs or whatever the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, and it's a very unbalanced circumstance because the locals don't have to do that on their. It's only the chains.
Exactly. And not only that, it's not help. People aren't eating any healthier. They're still ordering. It's just they don't want people to see them ordering or they're in a bad mood. And that was my point. It's making people miserable.
It's affecting mental health. It educates
people. It's affecting mental health.
Oh, my God.
Half of Ontario is depressed right now.
I love a good food fight here.
Oh yeah. Boy. I can't stand it.
Randall just threw a burger.
Kathleen Wynn telling us what to eat.
Oh,
give me a break.
Doc's going to counter with a carrot stick.
Like we didn't know there's calories in French fries. Hello.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize how many are in French fries.
Yeah, you know there's a lot.
Yeah, there's more than in a burger.
It's not a salad.
You have any idea how many calories are in those salads? I do.
It's a salad dressing.
Shouldn't have salad dressing.
All that creamy stuff. I mean, leave us alone.
No.
Leave us alone.
Educate us.
Educate us.
Why not?
Like, we don't know. We hear about that all the time.
Well, I bet you people don't know.
Oh, come on.
Randall, it's just a number.
Did you know smoking cigarettes bad for you? Did you know that? I didn't know that. Wow. It's unbelievable.
I don't think a lot of people know.
That smoking's bad for you?
No, we could have a calorie quiz.
Calorie quiz.
I bet a lot of people wouldn't know how many calories are in things.
Of course not. So, keep it that way. More fun. I go into a fast food place. I don't want to be surrounded by all these miserable people. Everyone used to be happy. Yeah, we're going out for dinner.
Are you sure? Back in the halcyon days before calorie counts?
You go out for your meal a week type of thing. You're in a good mood. Now you look up there and go, oh, my God, I'm going to have like 4,000 calories. Like, jeez.
I don't look up there and say, oh, my God, I'm going to have 4,000 calories. I'm going to say, I'm not going to.
This is Randall's problem. What? See, if you only went out once a week and did that, it's not an issue.
Oh, God, can't even have fun.
If you're doing that every day, those numbers add up.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyway, if you haven't heard Randall's rant, it's on after the 7:30 news today.
Get yourself a bacon cheeseburger today. And enjoy it.
Yeah, okay. That's 780 calories.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shea.